Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. I'm Jordan Buscarini, and joined in studio today, we have the Carbon County School District Superintendent Lance Hatch. Mr. Hatch, it's always a pleasure to get you in. I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I know it's been a crazy couple of, I can't even say a couple of days, it's been a crazy couple of weeks for the school district, hasn't it?
It has. We've been, really concerned about, the health and the safety of our students and our staff for quite some time as we've been watching the development of the coronavirus and the situations happening, locally and globally. So, yeah, we've been concerned and working hard to try and figure out how we can handle the situation. So,
well, let's talk about the official announcement. School is now dismissed. And that's tricky to say, right? It's a dismissal. It's not a lockdown of the school. And I'm going to let you describe kind of what you guys had come to a conclusion with as far as the proper planning to try to, I guess, to minimize what we have right now growing in the coronavirus.
Right. So the goal here, working with the Southeast Utah Health Department, we've been consulting with them regularly for a couple weeks now, and we really appreciate them, first of all. They are experts. They know what they're doing. And everything we do is, through consultation with them. But this dismissal is not a closure. And that seems like, kind of a weird distinction. But the definition of a dismissal is that students are still going to be required to do some work, do some learning, but they're going to have to do that from home. This is really important distinction because if we were to simply cancel school and not require the students to do anything or require the staff to work, we would need to make up all those days in the summer. And we feel like there are some meaningful things that we can do in these 2 weeks when school will be dismissed.
Dismissal right now is from Monday, March 16th through Friday, March 27th. And it is important to mention those dates because as you and I were talking about off of the cuff, that March 27th date is not set in stone for the time being, is it?
That's right. And this is coming from the state of Utah. And everyone will be reevaluating before March 27th. And there is a good chance that that could be extended beyond the 27th into that following week as well. It just depends on the progress of the virus and the situation that we're in at that time.
Is that something that'll be handled statewide, or is it district by district as far as the decision to expand that date?
We have the ability at the local level to expand if we choose. The state can do it for us. Also, which is what's happening now. They are determining that this is what's going to happen. But at that time, it could be that some districts go back to school and some don't.
Okay.
So it just kind of depends on the area.
You had mentioned to me before we jumped on the air that, yes, there will be expectations for students. It is important to mention that Monday and Tuesday, there's no instruction, correct?
That's right. Monday and Tuesday, we are setting aside as preparation days for the teachers. They have a lot of work to do, and I do want to give a shout out to them. They are willing to do something very difficult. This is an unprecedented situation. None of us have ever faced it before. We are asking them to do something that they have never done before, and we're giving them Monday and Tuesday to get their ducks in a row, get prepared so that students will have meaningful work and activities to do during this time.
Now, while there's expectations for the students and the teachers have gotten to work on something that is quite extraordinary, there's still many expectations for these teachers as well during this time frame.
That's right. We expect all of our middle school and high school teachers to deliver instruction virtually. And this is pretty exciting. We live in a day and an age where most of our students, we figure about 95% of our students have Wi-Fi capability, and we live in a time where teachers can develop and deliver lessons electronically over the internet. So our secondary teachers have to develop that. I mean, they're having to put that together and figure out what that looks like. How do students access it? How do they get help when they need it? And so teachers will be in their classrooms ready to help that way. In elementaries, it's a little different. We don't expect kindergarten and first graders to sit on the computer and do virtual work. So we're putting together packets for them. They're going to have the right level of books to read. They're going to have, you know, packets of activities for them to do for these 2 weeks. And that's what the elementary teachers will be doing. Every day during this hiatus, we expect our elementary teachers to make a phone call to every home of their students. And they're going to check in, see if they need anything, if they have any questions, arrange for new material or a change in activities to be provided to the students.
Again, our guest right now is Carbon School District Superintendent Lance Hatch as we talk about the dismissal of class from March 16th through March 27th. There's a million different avenues of ways you can find information on this. Of course, we'll keep everybody updated here on Castle Country Radio and at castlecountryradio.com. But it is also important to stay intact with the school district's social media pages. I know you guys update those regularly, and also the website as well.
Yes, we have a presence on Facebook. Our website is a great way to get information. If we don't have your cell phone, please make sure that you call your school and get your cell phone into our system, because we send a lot of texts out to parents, and that's a great way to get information as well. But we do hope that people will reach out to their school. We will have people there. Our secretaries, our principals, and our teachers will be there all 2 weeks, and if you have questions or concerns, we hope that you will give them a call. So,
you had mentioned it is different for elementary school students than it will be for middle school all the way through high school. And all that information can be found online as well. Parents for elementary school, they can go pick up their packets beginning on Wednesday. But one of the things that you brought to my attention that is so unique and so fantastic and a true testament to just how great this community is that we live in, for those that are in that middle school to high school range that don't have Wi-Fi, Emory Telcom has really stepped up, and I know you guys are quite proud of what they are also doing to help those students.
I've never heard of anything like this before, actually, Jordan. This is incredible to me that a local company, Emory Telcom, would be willing to, no questions asked, if you don't have Wi-Fi or if you have poor internet connection, they're just willing to come in and help you out. There's a information that you can find. You can click on the link that's on our public announcement and get to the information where you can access that. We're so appreciative of them. This is going to be a big help to our students, our community.
Mr. Hatch, before I let you go, I want to point something out that's my own personal assessment. You can tell me if I'm completely wrong when I bring this up, okay? So here we have the school dismissal. The school dismissal plan is sitting in front of me. And I know that there's a lot of people that believe right now it's a craze and everyone is overreacting. But when you really sit down and you take a look at the steps that you guys as a district have put in place, this was not something that was drummed up spur of the moment. You guys have been monitoring this for weeks. You've been working on a potential plan for weeks. And that's a fair assessment, correct?
That's right. We have been working for quite some time on what would it be like if we couldn't bring people together. Honestly, the way that we prevent problems is by preventing the over contamination. Too big of gatherings, and we know this, isn't it's a fact. And when we take these steps, I saw some data that communities who take the steps that we're taking, they see a real dramatic decrease in contagions. Being spread. So this is serious, and it's not something that's happened overnight. We put a lot of thought and effort into it.
Technology is definitely a friend in this regard, isn't it?
Yeah, we were talking earlier. I don't think we could have done this 15 years ago. The tools are there, though, now, and we're ready to roll.
Mr. Hatch, lastly, go ahead and give us all the important information once again, the school dismissal, the dates, and maybe any of the other information that we have missed over the last 10 minutes that would be vital for families.
Okay, number one, no expectations for students on Monday and Tuesday. those days we're just getting prepared. We're doing our work. Starting Wednesday, though, there are expectations, and the schools will be dismissed starting March 16th, and that will continue through March 27th. It will be reassessed at that time to see if we extend that or not. We want people to please access the information on our website, our social media, but also contact your school, ask your questions. One other thing that I want to highlight is working with Heidi Anderson, our school foods director. She was able to figure out how to provide lunch for all of the children in our community, 18 and under, for free. So we have buses that are going to be going around delivering breakfast and lunch at bus stops and other places in the community. We have information about that on our website as well. We're pretty excited about that because that is a service that people miss when school's not in session.
It's kind of amazing how everything has come together and the plan that has been put in place. Superintendent Hatch, I know you're an extremely busy person. I'm sure that you would love to go home and rest after the last couple of days. So I appreciate you taking out the time to spend with us here at the radio station.
Well, thank you so much. It's important for us to have an avenue to get information out. We appreciate you guys.
Well, it's definitely our pleasure. Again, for more information on the current plan for the Carbon County School District, you can visit CastleCountryRadio.com or CarbonSchools.org. And of course, continue to follow us on social media. I'm Jordan Buscarini. That's been another Castle Country Focus.